Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
I'm registered Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, like school board, on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely very likely to vote.
We have very likely and definitely. In separate.
Oh.
Yeah.
I will definitely be voting. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian or Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
56 through 65.
Thank you. And now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Local community?
In your community.
Okay. I would say that they're okay.
So should we record your answer as right direction or wrong track?
I guess wrong track, if I have to choose one of those.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it housing and property insurance costs, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, or K-12 education?
Just choose one?
The most important, yes.
Abortion.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
And favorable, is that the right?
Yeah, we do have a scale if that helps. Do you find him somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And last we have Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it improving the academic rating of schools, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing school choice options, increasing teacher pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, reducing class sizes, or allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is teachers.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have private schools.
Very favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have traditional public schools.
Somewhat disfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Moms for Liberty.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have charter schools.
No opinion.
And based on what you've heard of what you've seen, what people have commented, is still no opinion?
I'm sorry?
And based on what you've heard about charter schools or people have commented to you, is it still no opinion?
Yeah, because I've heard mixed, I have mixed reviews from different charter schools, so I would say no opinion rather than unfavorable or favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, then we have your county school board.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have teachers' unions.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not much of interest to me at all.
Somewhat engaged.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the school that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or we need to better fund our public schools. Well, educational choice is nice. It takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
I think parents should have more choice.
Thank you. And as you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
I think that it would be important to know the party affiliation.
Thank you very much. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with their actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Parents should have a right to object. They're the ultimate authority.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey, and then we go to some demographic questions. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one on the list is a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
More likely to vote for them.
And would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
Then we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
No difference.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Much more likely.
And finally, we have a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this is just for classification purposes. Now, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years all of life?
All of my life, more than 20 years.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college and technical experience.
Oh. Thank you. Now, do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
And do they, your children or grandchildren are in a traditional public school, in a charter, a public charter or magnet school, or in a private
traditional public.
Traditional public. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week?
Every day.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You too. Have a good day.
Thank you.